It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, I want to have a little bit of a conversation about my man Buzz Williams. I'll start with something perhaps incredibly stupid, but possibly relevant. Brian?
What's that?
The last coach they hired named Williams worked out pretty damn well.
Yeah, his name is Gary.
Yeah. So we got that going for us.
The master.
Just an absolute OG. Troy Macker is a friend of mine. He does a ton of college basketball content for Bet Rivers. Now, Troy is a hardcore Georgetown fan. I know this. He does not really like the University of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to compliment the hire stands out to me, and he did. Where did that just go? Troy said of Buzz, as a dude, Terps fans will love Buzz Williams. As a coach, Terps fans will appreciate him but grow tired of his style. But make no mistake, Buzz Williams is an awesome dude who will earn your respect as a head coach.
If he's winning, I don't think he'll go tired of his style.
I agree.
If you're not winning, then maybe people will get tired of your style.
Now, maybe people will get tired over time. Like, if we get to a point where this dude's been here 6 years and they made the tournament, four of them, and they haven't gotten past the sweet, like, there was a time where people got upset that Gary couldn't get past the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good problem to have. If we get there with Buzz, terrific. That seems so far away.
I was watching the Michigan State game the other day. Izzo has been there how many years?
Dude,
like
30?
I think 30-something years. Sometimes people have to understand, you stumble every once in a while. But if you have stick-to-itness, you can get back. He has been, I would say, consistent. He's been more good than he's been bad. You could have got rid of him a while ago, and you could have had somebody, you probably wouldn't be nowhere where you are now. So start understand that sometimes. You know, maybe you get a coach in here, and the coach starts playing well, and then all of a sudden You go back to thinking about the time when Gary took you there. Let's realize things have changed a little bit. You know, the landscape is different. Allow people to get work at it a little bit more. I hear a lot of complaining from the fans over there in Maryland, a lot about a lot of different things.
I agree. And
they complain more than the schools that consistently win it all.
It's crazy. I'm not sure you know me pretty well. Both on the Thursday before the Sweet 16 game, went nuts. And the Friday when you were off, it was me and Toby, I went nuts, okay? I said a lot. I made clear how I felt. I opened the door to some stuff that perhaps people didn't know, whatever, right? I felt so emotionally drained after that I've decided with Buzz, because I'm on all these text threads with all these kids I went to college with, and I know a million boosters over there and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, this guy wanted him, this guy wanted him, this guy, whatever. I'm done. Buzz is the guy. I'm excited. I'm all positivity.
Do a little bit of Nate every once in a while. Nate just said, the guys went out to you, and I'm a cheer for him.
Yeah, dude.
He's gone. I'm done with him. Be like that.
So there was so much angst about, oh, my God, Willard's going to leave. They won't be able to field a team next year. What will we do? They've already – so Willard –
you can always fill a team, people.
Doug, Willard officially left, I think, Sunday, right? I think that went down officially on Sunday. If it wasn't, it was Saturday, but it was last week.
Buzz was hired yesterday.
Buzz is hired yesterday, does his presser today. That's 3 days of a gap. And I just started following this account, Terps Recruiting. Shout out to Terps Recruiting. So – On Three Sports has emerged as like a pretty big college sports platform, like web service, whatever you want to call it, series of websites. Joe Tipton, who I'm not familiar with, earlier today, about 16 minutes ago, said, news, Texas A&M big man Pharrell Payne has entered transfer portal with a do not contact tag, his agency tells On Three Sports, of which Terps Recruiting quote tweeted, it said, keep your eyes peeled here, folks. Payne is the first Texas A&M player to enter the transfer portal, and the do not contact tag sure is interesting. Also has experience playing in the Big Ten. White Brian, what is the do not contact tag? It means I'm transferring, but I'm locked in already?
Yeah, essentially it's they either have their mind up or they're between like three or four schools, and they're just saying I don't want any other schools to contact me, so I'm going to do the reaching out.
Okay.
How about you just don't go into the portal? Don't make it public until you figure that out. Because if you don't say I'm going into the portal, nobody's going to contact you.
That's true.
Just start talking to the teams and then say, okay, I've already made my mind up. And then you don't have to go through all that crap.
But maybe you want your team to know you're leaving.
Tell them.
Well, the only reason I bring this gentleman up is he's a 6'9" junior. I imagine he's about 20 years old or something. Played for Buzz at A&M. Is now going to be, he's clearly available now. I don't know that Maryland's going to get him, but like, there's going to be a million moving parts, folks. My anger with Willard was how he handled things. But what I said repeatedly is the sun's going to come up tomorrow. Like, it's still Maryland basketball. And with the transfer portal, as long as they quickly moved to get a new coach, and everybody expected this crazy drop-off, and I just didn't expect that.
No.
And maybe, you know what I think the drop-off's going to be, Brian? Derek Queen's going to the NBA. He's the best player that program's had in some time.
Wow.
Like, but that was happening if Willard stuck around or not.
But, like, what you have to realize, I think the people with the mindset about how great of a basketball school Maryland is, you have to go out there and get players. Just like all the other schools are doing.
You got
to
pay.
The other schools are getting, the people are leaving, and then they go out there and get more players. You're going to have to do that. You cannot be in NASCAR trying to race a go-kart.
Right.
Okay? If you go compete, and you're not just competing with the Big Ten. You're competing across the whole nation. If they're going to get top-notch players, you better be getting them. And you better not do what we were doing prior, to Adam come here. Bargain shopping is not going to get you there.
Right. I mean, the
Go get one. If you go get one nice dude, you may get other guys who want to come play with that guy.
So here is Buzz Williams, for those uninformed. Most recently coached at Texas A&M. Prior to that, it was Virginia Tech. Then it was Marquette. Made the tournament at all of his stops. Buzz Williams in College Park talking about his philosophy as a coach.
Team could be men's basketball within the athletic department. Teams could be men's basketball within this institution. This team relative to this state. There's a lot of lenses, in my opinion, in how you can view a team. And as best I can understand as of this moment in time, whatever it's been, 4.5 hours since I've been on this campus, I understand the magnitude and the responsibility that comes with it. And I can assure you that from the intent of my heart and the best way that I can, will represent all of those teams in a way that will be honoring and respectful and show great reverence to the former players, the former coaches, the things that have been created. Nor do I think that it's because that's how I got the job.
All right. Listen, man, I think he's going to say all the right things. Kevin Willard said all the right things. Like, it's hard to have a bad press conference when you're getting introduced. I think a lot of it with Buzz. Like, so let's run through the question marks, because I think that's fair. Like, when Washington traded for Debo, we understood there were question marks. When Washington traded for Tunsil, the easy question to ask is, all right, why, if he's so good, why is Houston trading him, right? We've gone through all that. I asked D'Amico Ryans that 2 days ago. So, Buzz Williams, let's go through the question marks. And we can just decide how much we care about them. Buzz Williams doesn't stay in one place too long. He was only in Marquette for, 7 years, Virginia Tech for 5, and Texas A&M for 6.
We addressed that earlier. Well, how long did your previous coaches stay here?
You're right.
And no, I'm asking a question to the fans, since they want to question that. How soon were you ready for both of those coaches to go? Because I know the dude before Willard, you wanted him gone damn near immediately.
Turgeon.
So, how where's your – you want the coach to be here forever. But we – this fan base seemed to be one of the most impatient of them all. So how the hell you expect – how you going to point fingers at that dude when you want the people gone soon before they sign a damn contract, before the ink dry?
Bro, I mean, specific to Willard – if Derek Queen doesn't bank in that buzzer beater, I think there's a lot of conversation if people wanted him back, let alone going to Villanova.
Yeah, I mean, they missed the tournament.
They went under 500 the year before.
We're asking the question now is, he doesn't stay places long. 6 years in college basketball, 7 years is a long damn time.
It's like dog years.
And especially now that the players have the right to be able to freely move, I ask the question. I get letters often from my university, okay? My daughter just says she keep getting them from Maryland.
I do, too.
How many people send the thing back with a declaration that you're going to be donating some money to the school? So, I mean, the thing about it, you ask these questions.
Yeah, it was the sap, the preacher dude the other day in the church talking about it pays to sit up here. But let's be real. It pays to play. I mean, you got to pay to play in college sports. And if you want to compete with these other schools and want a guy to stay at your school more than 5, 6, 7 years, you're going to have to pay him. And you know what you have to do? You have to get him some players to be able to pay them. You got to pay them too. Because the other schools are doing it. And you can't compete against those other schools by trying to act like, oh, we're better than OC. We don't do this. Those days are over with. If you're going to compete at a high level, you're going to hand it out. Duke used to claim he didn't give money, probably getting it before then, too. But they get getting it. Because you see how many people going to their school? Come on, bro.
Yeah, man. As far as Buzz,
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, might not last here beyond 6-7 years. That's a good problem to have, because it means he's coached well enough to stick around, probably get a second contract, and it means they're making the tournament and probably winning games in the tournament.
Yeah.
Another question I've heard with Buzz is, and this one I think's a little more interesting. He's from Texas. He grew up in Texas. He started his coaching career at various Texas colleges. Why would he want to leave Texas? I don't know. I've heard College Station's kind of a dump.
You know why?
I've also heard...
because Maryland gave him the most money.
Probably.
Let's face it. I grew up in Louisiana. Probably would have loved to play for the Saints. But guess what? Washington drafted me, and I loved it. And guess what I still? I still don't want to move back to Louisiana because I got here. Then I went to Philly. Why? Because Washington cut me. So I had to go somewhere else.
Right.
Let's stop. People, like John used to always say, when you are a multi-millionaire, a billionaire, people are like, well, where the guy going to live? When you're making $50, $60 million and stuff like that, you live where the hell you want to live because there are private jets to go everywhere.
Right. Now, he's not making that kind of money.
No. But I'm not saying that kind of money. I'm saying once you start making the $2, $3, $4, $5 million a year, you can make wherever you are home.
Sure.
If he got a big old tree at home in Texas, he could get one built right up here.
Right.
You know, if he needs a horse or a cow,
right,
he go get one.
Right.
If you want one, you know, it's just the limited mindset that you
Agreed.
Can only live where you grew up. That stuff is done.
Agreed.
You know, the way people are today, you can build what the hell you want.
Well, I agree with all that. I also think if you're at Texas A&M, now I think a lot of things can be a matter of perspective, right? So when Willard left Seton Hall to come to Maryland, perhaps he was surprised by the scope of the football program at the University of Maryland, right? Because he came from a place that didn't have football. When Buzz arrives from Texas A&M.
He's not worried.
Yo, like, the scope of football at A&M is 10x what it is at Maryland? 20?
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be a welcome. Like, he'll be happy to hang out with Lox because, hey, man, we can both help each other here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like,
yeah.
This is so
See, the thing about Willard,
different.
I don't know if people dug into it. He probably was the top. He was always the top dog. And he rolled into a university with football. And normally football is going to top basketball.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
And he got here and he realized, damn, I'm not top dog anymore. You know? And then he didn't know how to handle that. So where did he just go? Villanova.
Where he goes back to that?
They have a football team. It ain't nothing great, but they got a football team.
Right.
Probably why he chose that school.
Right. And then there's this, Buzz can't recruit to the DMV. Dude, you know what does the recruiting now? Cash.
Like, let's say this. You don't recruit too much anymore. You know how you recruit today? You go to the damn portal. The recruiting now is not 17, 18-year-olds. All right, the 17, 18-year-olds are probably looking at the bigger schools that are offering them the most money. Let's be real about
right.
it. When you now recruit, you recruit the guys that are 18, 19, possibly 20, that were at probably a mid-major or another school that's not getting playing time and wants to move on. But you got to also be willing to understand this. If they're not getting playing time here, they're going to be really move on from you next year too. So that it's basically like people that want to get in the dating scene. You know, like you always say it too. So if this girl kept doing something like leaving this guy, leaving that guy, and you go get her, you think you're going to change her?
Right.
So if the guy, the AAU mindset is the problem with all the sports today. When I don't think I'm getting what I want, then I leave. Or what I think I want. Or what I think I'm supposed to get. I just leave. Nobody battles through anything anymore. So if they run to you, they might be going in a year or two. And I think you need to understand that when you start looking at the coach's success as well. If you don't have the players, you're going to have problems.
And I run to you. Speaking of coaches and players, mm-hmm. I thought this is important. This is at Marquette, correct? This is one of Buzz Williams' players talking about him. This young man's name, hopefully we're getting this right, Manny Obaseki.
That man right there next to Wade, one of the greatest people you will ever meet. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time in basketball in general. And he's changed my life. He's changed each and every one of our lives. And I'm so thankful for him. Coach Buzz, you mean everything to me. I love you. No matter what, I know you're going to be one call away, one text away. And no matter what anybody says, he's one of the greatest. And y'all can't change that. And nobody will change that or take that from him. Thank you.
There you go.
So that was from A&M. Sorry, that was a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
right? When now they lost in the first round of the tournament, but.
But see, the thing about it, the connect between players and coaches, I don't think anybody understand that. You know what I'm saying? And you're listening to that, we can get a feel of it, but we probably don't know the level or the impact that dude had on him. I've had coaches that I left and played against, but you know what? Probably still respected that coach more than I did the coaches I was now playing for. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about pros, college as well. You meet people along the way, man, that make a distinct impact, and people can say what they want about them. They don't know what they did for you. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at the fans or the people, they're looking at one thing. How much did you win?
Well, and, dude, it sure seems like Maryland's going to lose Jacoby Gillespie, point guard that was really good for them.
Mm-hmm.
He's
in the portal?
Yeah. Maryland found him from Belmont, where he was playing down in Nashville. He is from Tennessee, I believe.
He's a hired gun now.
And Tennessee is making a play for him. He's from Greenville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now being recruited by... So he's actually doing a visit with Tennessee. Also receiving interest from Kentucky, North Carolina, Maryland, and Villanova. Sure seems like he's going to the Vols. Would have happened regardless of who the coach was here.
What was the guard for South Carolina, the women's, last year?
I don't
know.
I remember.
That lady, she played for another team this year. And she might play for another one next year. The money has changed the mindset. And I think you got to think that right there, coaches used to have great influence on getting people to come to the school. Think about this. I really like this coach. He offered me $500,000. The other coach, I really don't like him as much. He offered me $1.5 million.
Right.
Where the hell you think I'm going? So when you look at the, you say, well, he's not getting anybody, better look at what they call it, the collective. The collective better be right, or the coach is going to have much success.
So Simpkins ended up getting a big-time extension through 2030. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Good for David Aldridge and Al Koch.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of moving parts over the next week for Maryland. Mm-hmm. Guys that were there that aren't. Maybe we get White Brian to chime in. Maybe we take some calls. Are you fired up about Buzz Williams in College Park? 800-636-1067. Nobody go anywhere.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.